Have you considered the beauty of God's Word and also its power? The beauty of God's Word is mentioned in Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Isn't it precious to know the Word of God directs us by light? Secondly, consider Psalms 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. We may be in darkness as our thoughts and our mannerisms, but the word of God brings light so that we can see that changes might be made, alterations might be done, and we might do a different thing than we have planned to do because of the word of God. What about its power? It will be the standard of judgment at the last day. Jesus said, He that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. John 12 at verse 48. For the word I give unto you, verse 49, is not my own, but my Father who gave me these words to speak and to use to you. My friends, when we think about the beauty and the power of the Word of God, any other set of words quite like a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway, the entrance of thy word giveth light, and the power of it at the judgment. Let's not reject it. This is Robert Rawson for the Crockett Church of Christ, located 7 miles due west of Senatobia on Highway 4. Our services are Sundays at 9:30, 10:30, and 6, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can hear this message again, CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com.